This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here we come into the last day of the work week. I hope your week has been great. And this week we've been talking all week about the question, why am I here? What did God put me on this earth for? And you know, for each one of us, there's a specific purpose that God has for you. God has shaped you in just the way that he's shaped you through your life, through your circumstances. Some of them have been great. Some of those experiences have been very painful, but all of them have been shaping you. And as you respond to God and allow him to lead your life and you trust him even through the hard times, then God's work of shaping bears fruit in your life. And God uses you in a very specific way. But even beyond that specific way that God wants to use you that's different from everyone else, there are a number of great purposes that God has for all of his children. We've seen the number one purpose is to love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, that Jesus said this is the greatest commandment in all of Scripture. And he said the second is like it, and that is to love your neighbor as yourself. To love the people around you, God wants you to love them. A third purpose we saw that God has for us is to carry on Jesus' ministry of leading the people around you into a healthy relationship with God and to think about the people in your life that you can share Christ with. And then fourth, we've seen that God wants to reveal himself to others through you. He wants you to live out his kind of life, representing him in this world. And today I want to go to maybe a bit more obscure part of the Bible to see our fifth great purpose from God. In Micah chapter 6 in the Old Testament of the Bible, Micah asks this question, "With what shall I come to the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings, with yearling calves?" He has this question. What does God expect of me? What does God want from me? What should I bring to him when I come to him? And then he answers his own question a couple of verses later in verse 8. He says, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." You see, God wants you to be concerned not only with sharing Christ with people, but also concerned with the issues of justice in this world. God cares that justice be done, and especially God wants you to live out his desire to help people who are helpless. God has such a concern for people in that condition. In fact, in the book of James in the Bible, James tells us, "Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world." So there is that spiritual aspect of keeping yourself unstained from the world, but also to visit orphans and widows in their distress, to help those who are helpless, to be concerned about justice. God is the great helper, and if you are growing to be more and more like him, you're going to grow in your love to help people, just like he does. And don't try to help people in exactly the same way as someone else. Rather, think about how God has made you. Consider how you can help people with your unique personality and gifts and abilities. We have to hold God's great purposes for us in balance. Constantly ask his Holy Spirit to guide us and show us, "God, what are you doing through me in this world?" I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.